Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Here I'm calling for Lord Hermer to be dismissed as Attorney General. So Richard Hermer is a barrister, friend of Sir Keir Starmer from way on back, known him through the legal world. So the Attorney General is a political appointee, and he, so far as any ever has been a he, is the government's barrister. So he is providing the government advice on this is lawful, this is unlawful, and things like that. The advice is usually not published. Famously, it was Lord Goldsmith. His advice about the legality of the Iraq war was something that Tony Blair's Labour government wanted to keep secret. They did eventually publish it, blah, blah, blah. So that's it. It's a cabinet level appointment. Methinks they've only ever been in the House of Peers. But I suppose in principle, they could be people from the lower house. So this is the curious thing. It's not quite a judicial position because he is not sitting as a judge, ruling things to be lawful or unlawful. And the things the governments do, which they know are definitely going to be lawful, the things they could do are going to be unlawful, so avoid that. And then the grey areas, is this lawful or not? But often they don't know until it goes to court and a court will decide. And judges are people. And human beings are flawed, to err as human and all that. Remember, I was clashing with a solicitor about this. I thought, what do you think they're like infallible? You should recognize the fallibility of judges. They've got prejudices, they've got psychological flaws, they're subject to all sorts of emotional pressures and biases and preferences. Of course they are. How can they not be? They're human beings. But they put all that aside. Well, how do you know? They might try too hard and there'd be prejudices the other way. So everyone has experiences, likes and dislikes. And so judges are no different. So we shouldn't assume that they're superhuman in this way. But he thinks that really judges should decide everything. And that's critarchy. And this is very bad because judges are not accountable. They're not elected. I know in the United States, often they are elected. Sometimes when they're not elected, they're appointed by an elected person. The president have senatorial hearings and the senator elected. Now, yeah, there's the Judicial Appointments Commission in the United Kingdom, but ultimately it's an elected person. The Lord Chancellor, Secretary of State for Justice, he appoints them. And the commission, I think, just makes suggests names, but he can say yay or nay. I know formally it's the monarch appoints, but we know the monarch is always acting on ministerial advice. So there is some indirect political input, because how else are they to be chosen? Otherwise, it's a self-perpetuating system. And now that we do, at least under this, was a Constitutional Reform Act, have published criteria on which to decide whether people are suitable for the judiciary or not. And there are also some problems with the judges having too much power, because they have to qualify as barristers, sometimes solicitors, be promoted in that, which usually means being a conformist. And people who are good at law are people usually are good at humanities subjects, which correlates with certain personality types and likes and dislikes. And they're conditioned into a certain mindsets. Like, very, very few lawyers would say that the death penalty should be reintroduced, but a significant body of opinion in the United Kingdom believes that it should be. I mean, I'm not one of them, but that's not reflected in the judiciary, and maybe it shouldn't be. And I know that they can't bring it back, but you see that how out of touch they are, how there's sort of an elite consensus there, and that's problematic. It's part of the reason there's the jury system. But again, the jury system is only there for criminal matters, not civil matters, apart from libel and a couple of other rare exceptions. But Lord Hermer is unsuitable because he wants the judiciary to have an ever greater activist role, to take the politics out of politics, if you will, and really they'll just be a judicial dictatorship, and they are beholden to none. They can't be elected, they can't be got rid of if they foul up. They don't have to live with the consequences of what they do, and he's made all sorts of crass and offensive remarks. Those who said the United Kingdom ought to leave the European Convention of Human Rights, he says these are the same arguments that were propounded in the Third Reich. Well, that's ludicrous. Does he really think the United Kingdom is going to be anything remotely resembling the Third Reich? Was it the Third Reich until the year 2000 when the Human Rights Act was passed, which domesticated the European Convention of Human Rights? Obviously, the United Kingdom was one of those countries that principally drafted it in 1950. Some of the laws in the ECHR were part of British law for decades or even centuries prior to that, and so on. It's partly a matter of interpretation, the way the family in life has been given too broad an interpretation to allow illegal immigrants to stay, even dangerous criminals to stay, and there are many examples of terrible injustice and illogicality. from the judiciary. And it's right that the judiciary should sometimes make unpopular decisions. I approve of them being insulated from the vagaries of the electorate, from the swinish multitude. And the right decision is always the popular decision. Often it's very complicated and it doesn't suit for sloganizing the reasoning. And often these things are misreported. So fiat justitia ruat coelum. I believe that obviously the judiciary should be able to do justice, popular or unpopular, put out of their mind, because politicians were saying, this will queer the picture of the next election. The opposition have a field day with this. How will the media report it? It's not a good look, blah, blah, blah. And there'll be all sorts of other considerations and not doing justice in the particular circumstances before the beak and the bench. So the fact that Lord Hermer said that the idea the UK leave the ECHR is something like something out of Nazi Germany was grossly insulting, shows what a tin ear he has, particularly as he's Jewish. You'd think that he wouldn't like make light of Nazism. It's really sickening. You would realize that this is serious. This is very unique. It's not to be trivialized. It's a breach of Godwin's law. So anyway, he's been denounced even by Lord Maurice Glassman, who was a Labour politician, for his hauteur and so forth, and saying that he ought to be sacked as well. That he's so foolish. And there's obviously the two-tier system whereby people who commit a very serious crack acts of violence, they get a slap on the wrist, whereas that what was her name, that Miss Co Mrs. Connolly, who wrote that horrible tweet, that she got, was it 2 years in jail? She's just been released. Now, I certainly don't defend what she said. It was nauseating, saying that these places housing asylum seekers ought to be burnt down. Well, that is revolting. They certainly shouldn't be. It was an incitement to violence. It wasn't just racialism. But she lashed out when you're in a fury. She said something stupid. She took it out a few hours later, and the sentence was clearly very disproportionate to the wrongdoing. Whereas a Labour politician who called for the murder of those who don't agree with him, publicly called for that, and he's a public figure, he should be more responsible. I mean, he was acquitted, and okay, that's the jury doing that, not the court, and so on. So he's too legalistic. But one thing about law is it's actually got more stretchiness than you might think. Now, he has not told the truth about money he made from his previous legal work and things like that. He's represented Gerard Adams. Now, this is where I think he's not that bad. Gerard Adams is absolutely evil. He's the foulest British criminal in modern times. He's very, very lucky that he wasn't killed a long time ago. In most countries, he's been executed a very long time ago. Who's anti-democratic, who's racist, who's just sickening, hypocritical, absolutely fork-tongued. He's British, and we're not happy to recognize he's British. And the very fact that he goes to courts and he believes he gets a fair hearing in the United Kingdom, and he does, shows how much justice there is in the United Kingdom. Even a vile criminal like him gets a fair hearing, and shows that the courts in Northern Ireland are legitimate, that it is part of the United Kingdom, that there's justice even for the sworn enemies of freedom and oppressor like him. But is certainly an extremely controversial choice, representing someone who was an outspoken advocate for terrorism. He can advocate for Adams. He's right to do the best for his client. I don't blame him for that. He'd be negligent barrister not to do the best for his client. But we don't have to have him as Lord Chancellor. We can appoint somebody else. And Lord Hermer is all in favour of prosecuting septuagenarians over alleged wrongdoings in Northern Ireland decades ago. Now, I'm not so purblind as to believe that no British soldier committed a crime in Northern Ireland. Some of them did. Serious crimes, even as far as murder. I thought we'd draw a line under the whole thing with a good fine agreement and nobody be prosecuted. How come only members of the security force are prosecuted? Nobody like a head honcho of terrorism like Gerard Adams. What else is wrong with him? Yeah. So wasting huge amounts of public money on trips abroad and wanting to privilege international law over domestic law. By the way, the United Kingdom is a dualist country, which is to say, if it signs and ratifies a treaty, an international law treaty, that's not actually part of domestic law unless there's an act of parliament specifically saying it's part of domestic law. And one thing about international law is there's no enforcement mechanism. You can get your rulings in the International Court of Justice, but that does diddly squat if they choose to disobey it. Even with the European Court of Human Rights previously, the rulings against the United Kingdom, as there sometimes were, the UK government could just disobey it and there would be no repercussions. The Russian Federation is a breach of thousands of these rulings. Turkey, Belarus, many others, they got away with it. Only the UK obeyed these things. Very, very controversially, payouts to the families of terrorists who are killed because they're trying to murder civilians and so on. And some people say, just shouldn't have done it, you know, should have actually thought of justice instead of these idiot, unjust, oppressive judges. I mean, how do we know that judges are neutral? We'll always tell that there's no proof that they're neutral. How do we know that they're independent? They say they're independent. How do we actually know? So I think we should not overestimate the wisdom, the intelligence, or the fairness of judges. Somebody's got to judge, I know, but they must be able to robust scrutiny. So then it gets to the stage where the executive has really no leeway. And he told civil servants, if you suspect what the ministers want to do is illegal, you've got to tell me. And I'll say, oh, this is illegal, you can't do this. And legislation, there's little point in having a parliament. The judges are going to stop these things happening. The Rwanda plan, good idea, bad idea. You might think it's a bad idea. Okay. But all these judicial obstacles, no, you can't do this for this reason and that reason, and took sort of 5 years, and the policy never really got off the ground. And so then is judges are ruling the country and politicians, and therefore the people are disenfranchised, were disempowered because this tiny, tiny unelected clique that they control us, and there's nothing we can do about it. And that is an abhorrent situation. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Callan 79 at gmail.com. Goodbye.